Welcome into the latest episode of the Oncology Peer Review On The Go podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Fowler. Today is Monday, April 25th. This week, I spoke with Christine Chung of the Swedish Medical Center in Englewood, Colorado, about characterization of blood-based molecular profiling in pancreatic adenocarcinoma, a respective review published in the journal Oncology. Chung detailed this research, which characterizes the mutational landscape of patients with metastatic pancreatic adenocarcinoma who received blood-based molecular profiling. A total of 77 consecutive patients were included in this analysis. We spoke about pancreatic adenocarcinoma in general, the study's main findings, and how this research can inform future treatment decision-making processes moving forward. So Dr. Chung, thank you so much for taking some time hopping on the podcast to speak with me about your work. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for letting me speak and inviting me.
Of course. So just to start at the top, could you provide some background on pancreatic adenocarcinoma and specifically the outcomes that are typically seen for patients being treated?
Absolutely. So, you know, most cases of pancreatic adenocarcinoma or PDAC are diagnosed in the metastatic or locally advanced stage. So given that, and its overall five-year survival is about 10% in the U.S. right now, there is a huge need for earlier detection and improved treatment.
And so with this research, how do you and your colleagues hypothesize blood-based molecular profiling can play a role in this disease that doesn't already exist?
Absolutely. So circulating tumor DNA or ctDNA, you know, is found in the bloodstream and refers to DNA that comes from cancer cells or tumors. Typically and historically, tissue-based assays were the mainstay for molecularly characterizing PDAC. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these can be ambiguous. You can have inconclusive samples that underestimate mutational burdens for heterogeneous tumors, or it may not be safe or feasible to biopsy due to anatomy. So these novel blood-based sequencing programs or platforms can really be helpful in these situations, but also, you know, looking forward, we hope to use this in other ways in stages of recurrence and other things.
Right. And so before we get kind of into a deep dive into the results, could you just give a brief overview of the study's main objective, you know, what you and your colleagues really want to accomplish here?
Absolutely. So our initial, you know, our main goal was really to just prove that it was possible to detect genomic alterations in ctDNA in these patients with PDAC.
And so how did you collect data, and looking at the patient population, what were some of the key characteristics that you needed to see for that patient to be eligible?
Absolutely. So we characterized about 77 patients with metastatic PDAC. Our specific population was retrospective in nature, and all these patients had been referred to our tertiary center because they were, you know, had metastatic PDAC. And these 77 patients had to have had blood-based circulating tumor DNA testing. So, you know, whether that be blood or tissue-based, we focused on blood-based. And there were about 119 non-unique alterations altogether and 96 unique alterations within these patients. But looking at just their history in general, we didn't necessarily exclude anyone with specific medical problems. We just saw that they had to have metastatic PDAC and that they underwent blood-based circulating tumor DNA testing.
Right. And so looking at the results here, what were the main findings of this research? And then, you know, what about this data really stood out to you and you and your colleagues that really could be significant for PDAC?
Sure. So like I mentioned, there were about 96 unique alterations in total. The median number of alterations per patient was about 3. And interestingly, the most common altered gene or most commonly altered gene was TP53, followed by KRAS. We, you know, we typically see KRAS as the most prominent and well-known one, but in our data set, the most commonly altered was TP53. And then about 34% of these patients had one or more actionable alterations, which means it could potentially be targeted in a clinical trial. So that was definitely interesting for us. And essentially, you know, looking at our data and kind of our results, we see that the detection of genomic alterations in ctDNA with these patients is feasible, and they reveal a wide range of genomic alterations, meaning there could be potential targets that we just don't know about yet.
So it sounds like you probably touched on this point, but to kind of sum up the results and really the key important components of this research, what would you say the main takeaway should be for someone reading this research in the journal or listening to this podcast, you know, the data point or just piece of information that the audience should really care about, if nothing else?
Sure. So I think the main point of this paper is, yes, the detection of genomic alterations in ctDNA from patients with metastatic PDAC is feasible. Actionability still needs to be further explored in clinical trials. But, you know, like I mentioned in the paper, Lynparza is a PARP inhibitor that has recently been identified to act on the most commonly identified mutations in PDAC. So I think that there's a lot to work with. But like I mentioned, there still needs to be further clinical trials to determine actionability. And, you know, our ideal outcome is to further the research to be able to detect and screen for recurrence of PDAC using ctDNA and hopefully be able to treat it sooner prior to metastatic or locally invasive disease. So I think if there's a takeaway from this paper, it's that it's possible to detect these alterations and it can be kind of as a landing pad for further clinical studies.
Right. And you mentioned a number of times the need for further clinical studies. Are you aware of anything in the works to kind of further build on this research or just, you know, this general idea that you and your colleagues explored?
As of now, I think there are nothing concrete, but I know right. that it is being worked on. Yes.
Perfect. And so those are really all the questions I had for you. Is there anything that I haven't asked about or that you feel like you didn't touch on enough about this research that you wanted to emphasize here?
Not specifically about the research, but I think, you know, ultimately we're doing all this research. The ultimate goal would be to be able to detect PDAC by a blood test. You know, that's the ideal ultimate goal in every patient so that it could be diagnosed and resected when people were still resectable. So I think that's the very, very far down the line goal for all of this research, but it's very exciting and we're excited to be a part of it.
That's absolutely very exciting. Well, Dr. Chung, that's everything. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Oncology Peer Review On The Go podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available. Or listen online at cancernetwork.com/resources/podcasts. The Oncology Peer Review On The Go podcast is the official podcast of Cancer Network, the home of the journal Oncology. For more information and to stay up to date with the latest news and notes in the world of oncology, visit us at cancernetwork.com or find us on Twitter at Cancer Network without the O, or on Facebook and LinkedIn at Cancer Network. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you again next time.